Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Lowell Catlett talking about picky consumers in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind energy industry invests billions in our state, which powers our economy and directly funds our schools. Because of these investments, utility bills are lower across the state. Some industries qualify for dozens of subsidies, but this industry's given up every state wind energy tax incentive. Why are some legislators trying to drive wind energy out of our state? Are they anti-business? Call your legislators today and tell them to keep wind investing in Oklahoma. Paid for by the Wind Coalition.
Monitor crop health using satellite imagery from Encirca Services. Snapshots of your fields provide quick visualizations of crop growth patterns. To monitor changes in crop health, Encirca Services satellite imagery helps inform field scouting, providing early warning and timely resolutions to help maximize your harvest results. Put Encirca Services to work on your operation all season long. Contact your local DuPont Pioneer sales professional or Encirca Certified Services agent to learn more.
Consumers around the world are more affluent than ever before. And in the United States, we've gotten to a point where consumers are so affluent, they can be picky about their food choices. So says Dr. Lowell Catlett, for many years with New Mexico State University, retired though now and still traveling the country, looking at the future of agriculture in a very positive way. He says the fact that consumers are so picky about some of their food choices actually give farmers and ranchers a great opportunity to sell into some very, very profitable niches.
You know, when you get more money or more affluent, we become picky. You know, we start picking now. Think, you know, come on, when you're basically in graduate school and starving on an assistantship, you know, cheap beer and casserole gets you by. But when you get a little bit more money, you start saying, well, I want a steak every so often, and then I want a prime steak, and then maybe I want free-range chickens, and maybe I want it organic. And it's not wrong. It's just that we've got a whole bunch of consumers with money. And the wise thing to do is figure out what they want and are willing to spend their money on. And if they truly want animals that you can identify their mother and father, and they want to know who their mother and father was, we certify to the source, and they're willing to pay for that, my message is harvest them. You know, harvest those consumers because they're willing to pay for it. Right. And so we've got that. I say the best time ever to be in agriculture because we've never had so many affluent customers, not just in the United States and in developed nations, but in the world. And they want things, and we've got to, in agriculture, produce to that market where before we just produced.
You indicated that we simply don't have enough land in this world to be able to grow enough protein to meet all the needs that are going to be there in the days to come.
We don't. We have the land that we could, you know, take out of, you know, fragile lands, and we could have more arable land if we wanted to. The point is we really don't need to because I say that we're going to meet the doubling of the meat protein that the world is demanding between now and 2050 by intensive animal operations, by these large operations, because we can prove and have proven that the amount of inputs to get a given output is so much less in an intensive operation, in a major feedlot for cattle, in an intensive animal operation for pork or for poultry. We know and we can measure that, and so you just don't use as much of feed and other things to get a pound of protein out of those animals versus just being in an open system. If they're intensively managed, we've proven, you know, way less than half just in the last 30 years, the amount of inputs to get a given level of output. And then we also, because you concentrate it, we have a smaller negative impact to the environment because you've concentrated waste in lagoons and ponds, and now we're finding out, guess what? Those have phenomenal secondary markets in for example, in sterile bedding, in new soil that we sell, in mediums, compost, if you will. But we're finding that all of those have secondary markets, but we can only get them when we get them from intensive animal operations. So the negative impact to the environment is smaller in the intensive animal operations. And then we can prove without question that the animal's physical health, because they're monitored, is far superior. So it's a win-win-win, and that's the way we 2X meat, I say, is in those intensive animal operations. And surprisingly, almost all of those are going to be produced in the United States. We have the infrastructures to do it.
Ag futurist Dr. Lowell Catlett. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.